Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Panther JV wrestling coach Alex Schmerschel at the end of the Moberly JV Invitational. Looked like you had a lot of wins today, coach.
We did. Brought down 9 wrestlers, had 7 medalists, a lot of them being first place or second place, so it was a pretty good day for us.
How many teams were here today, coach?
I believe we had 12 teams here today, so pretty big JV tournament, a lot of bigger schools. And we performed pretty well.
What were some of the outstanding matches for you? What put a smile on your face today, sir?
We had a rough start with Marshall Cable, but there in his last match a couple minutes ago, he turned it on and wrestled like he should have been wrestling all day. But he came out with a little fire in his gut and got a win to end the day. So that was pretty happy.
How about Colton Baker? How'd he do today, sir?
Colton Baker performed well. He's wrestled on the varsity level a little bit for us, so his expectations today were a little bit higher, and he came out here and did what he's supposed to do.
Mm. How about Drayden Condy?
Drayden Condy's one of our really athletic freshmen. Probably would make the lineup on any other team, but we're pretty stacked right now, so yeah. He's bidding his time and getting matches in here at the JV level and performed really well today.
What are some of the other performances that are going to stick in your mind?
It's kind of a blur right now, putting me on the spot, but we had Drew Korb. We kind of went over big moves this week, and a lot of push-pull, and Drew was pushing this kid around, and the kid finally pushed back, and Drew launched him for 5 and ended up getting the pin. So that was pretty fun to watch.
Put a smile on a coach's face.
Oh, definitely.
Very good. Besides Marshall, looked like you had a lot of heavyweight action out of him. Alex Whistler today, sir.
Yes, he was.
He faced some competition.
He was giving up a few pounds of those guys.
Especially that last one against Moberly, it looked like there was a lot of space there.
Definitely. We've got some improvement to do, but in his third match, he got to his underhooks, we got to those bear hugs, and he was able to pull that off. I just felt like we weren't getting that enough in his matches. We weren't getting those underhooks in his key positions to help get those wins.
Coach, we're about done. What's next for the JV squad this season?
I think that was our last one. I'll have to check. I'm not for sure, but it was a good ending performance.
I know some seasons you do a tournament at Hickman. Is that already passed this year?
That I'm not for sure. I'll have to check.
All right. What are you going to work on? Well, so you said the season may be done for the JV squad.
I believe so.
All right. Well, what do you see happening next year?
A lot of these kids we saw here today will be stepping up to fill some positions in our varsity lineup, and I'm sure they'll stick in the wrestling room since JV season is over, and keep working with the varsity to help them get better and get prepared for districts.
All right. Thank you, Coach Alex Schmerschel.